This 4th of July, as we go about our activities with family and friends, we should all take some time to reflect upon the true significance of the holiday. Yes, it's a celebration of our country's Declaration of Independence from Great Britain, but it is much more than that. It's a celebration of an idea that was revolutionary then, and unfortunately, is still considered revolutionary by many today. The Declaration of Independence boldly states, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute a new government." This revolutionary declaration is the foundation of American political thought and has inspired millions around the world for the 235 years since Thomas Jefferson wrote it. The common view at the time was that rights were granted by the government to the people. Instead, Jefferson declared there is a higher law, unalienable rights, that every human has by their mere existence. Government only has those powers granted to it by the people to protect these natural rights. Unfortunately today, it seems that many have rejected Jefferson's declaration and have returned to the antiquated idea of government supremacy. They define patriotism as supporting the government. Most disheartening of all are the discussions about the Constitution. Political commentators, major party politicians, and Supreme Court nominees talk about our constitutional rights as if the government were granting us our rights through the Constitution. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the Constitution, the founders again made it abundantly clear that all power comes from the people. The Constitution is a document where people have granted the government certain limited powers. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Benjamin Franklin said, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." The author of this thoughtful, powerfully written piece, Mr. Jim Ronstadt, suggests that we take a moment this 4th of July from our celebrations that we might reflect on the founders' vision for America and how, if I might add, we ever let it get so far astray.
From behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain, in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
With over 1 million weekly listeners, thank you for making this the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Happy Freedom Day weekend. What are you doing?
I'm taking selfies of myself right now. Sorry. this week's guests are
nobody.
They actually are taking selfies.
It's the post for the radio show.
I see that. So you're all by yourself.
Yeah, there's no guest here today. No hello, guest.
Nobody there.
Okay.
Yeah. Winston.
I was a little late asleep. Getting to the show today because I had a meeting with Loretta Lynch at Teterboro Airport.
Did you really?
Yeah. In my plane. Her and I spoke for about a half hour about some certain things that I've been handling.
Sitting on the tarmac taking up room.
Yeah. We didn't discuss Benghazi or the email server or anything.
No, of course not.
When are the American people going to rise up and wake up? I mean... Our legislators in New Jersey, the assembly voted to raise the gas tax 23 cents a gallon, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Right, of course.
On Wednesday.
Of course, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
When is the last time the assembly was in chamber at 1 o'clock in the morning? This is the underhanded shit that we deal with. But here's the compromise they made with Chris Christie. Mm. Of course, Steve Sweeney in the Senate's fighting it, though, but... They're going to raise the gas 23 to 24 cents a gallon today and lower sales tax from 7% to 6%
18 months
in 2 years. Yeah. I mean.
Welcome to Jersey, baby. It's just the way it is. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Jersey.
You know, I said something a few weeks ago. I said I'm not the biggest fan of Donald Trump, but I think Donald Trump needs a VP to create a balance, and I think one of the best persons for that job would be Newt Gingrich. I think he
needs some help somewhere. Somebody's got to tell him how to run a campaign.
Well, nobody's going to tell him, but I think Newt would be a good balance. Newt would be the guy that could reach out to the legislators, you know, the congressional legislative branch.
I'm just no fan of Newt Gingrich.
I'm not either, but I think it would be a good balance because right now he sent out a vetting paperwork to Newt Gingrich and hey, I bet. Chris Christie, and I don't think Chris Christie's good fit.
On Christie's vetting paper, did he have his favorite flavor of ice cream?
Now, I think Christie would be great as U.S. Attorney General, maybe a cabinet post or something. Not Secretary of State. He'd be throwing ice cream cones and shit at people in the Middle East. But
he'd be going, where's a good restaurant to go in Greece? That's great. Everywhere he'd go, he'd be visiting restaurants.
But,
be one of them.
But Newt is intelligent. Newt was Speaker of the House from 95 to 99.
He has
the connections. I think that it would offer a balance for Trump, and maybe some of the establishment Republicans would line up behind him, you know? So I think it'll be a weak position to pick a woman, and I'm not a sexist by any means, okay? Because then everybody's going to say Trump picked a woman because he's a womanizer and because he's sexist and he did it for a balance, and that woman will not get the recognition that she deserves, I feel.
Right.
Everybody else feels
true.
She
She'll
was a token appointment.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he picked that woman because he doesn't want people to think he's, because he's also crazy. He might be on the podium and say, yo, I want you to meet my bitch, my new VP. you never know with Donald Trump, you know? You just never know.
He's never going to – he has to pick somebody who's who's pretty subservient, too.
But, they always go off on their own and do their own thing. The vice president has a
different agenda.
He
doesn't even live near the place.
Correct. I think...
He's got to live on a naval installation.
I just think that if he has an idea and he wants to do something, Newt is the guy that could be the messenger and present it to Congress and say, listen, my boss got this, and if you guys don't do this, he's going to go on TV and
we're
going to
let him out.
And that... And this and that, it's crazy that way.
Yeah.
So, something for us to think about. Now, on a serious note, we just had this huge terrorist act in Turkey, which Obama hasn't blamed the NRA or us U.S. gun owners yet. It's coming. But what a tragedy! Over almost 300 people injured and about 50 people dead already, but this is a big game changer. It's your phone.
Yeah, it's all right.
This is a big game. Sandy thought the equipment was no good. This is a big game changer because I've watched the videos. Now I've been to that airport. My ex sister in law is Turkish, and I've been to that airport twice, and it's very similar to a Newark JFK layout.
Yeah.
And, what the terrorists did this time was they just breached security. The first guy took a subgun out and started shooting and then popped his vest, which created total anarchy, which allowed the other two terrorists to run inside the secure areas of the airport or prior right to the secure airport areas, like before TSA, and do whatever they want. So this raises a whole new issue of a level of safety. When you go to the airport now and you're being dropped off at the departures area, imagine three guys getting out of cabs at the departure area, then start firing auto or semi-automatic rifles, and then separating, and one pulling a suicide vest, creating a ton of carnage and a diversion, and then the other two just running around and doing whatever they want. I mean, this is a huge game changer in the way they presented it, because most of the security is after you get your tickets and you check your bags, and then you go through TSA or you go through some type of airport security. So now they're just picking airports, and they're going to create massive terror, because Turkey is already dealing with massive shortage of tourism because of prior terrorist
attacks. There was tourism in Turkey? Mm. Oh, besides the Orient Express type of thing?
If you haven't been to Turkey, it's not ugly. It's beautiful.
No,
the cities
it really
are
is.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, Istanbul is beautiful. My ex-sister-in-law's from there. And I enjoyed myself. People treated me well. Food was good. That was many, many moons ago, though. I wouldn't go now. You know,
no,
it's just
no.
it's just going to get different. It's just going to get worse and worse.
Almost 30 years.
So, but it's a big game changer. And you know, we talk all the time. You have to just be vigilant. You have to be aware. You have to look and see what's going on. You know, when I get dropped off by a car service or something, I have eyes in the back of my head.
You have to be, and especially we've created safe zones, which are really killing zones.
I want to talk about it a little more when we come back, too.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Senor Wintus.
Senor Wintus. Yeah, I remember him. What show was that?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it? No, it wasn't. What was it? All right, we got to put a call out to everybody.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. This segment is sponsored by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO. Waldorf Chiropractic is located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric is Waldorf Family Chiropractic, published his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You.
Fred Skelton,
if
wasn't
you
it? Fred
or
Skelton.
Anyone you know is interested in chiropractic care, please check out Waldorf Chiropractic. If you're over 30 miles away, please refer friends or family. Thank you so much. One of our listeners just gave me a Fourth Watch Nation challenge coin, which is beautiful.
That's really kind of
and
cool.
I'm going to be putting it in our challenge coin case here.
It doesn't look like a challenge coin. It looks like a medal almost.
It is. You know, my position here now is I'm founder and director of public relations. Because I'm, you know, that's pretty much what I do anyway. Yeah. So I'm the director of public relations. So if you have any relations
that you need made public,
just let me know. Couple of things. So I'm talking about airport security. So eyes in the back of your head. Right now, you know, even though Obama says that they're the JV team, they're contained. I heard. I heard Secretary of State Kerry yesterday say on national TV that this terror attack is because ISIS is losing ground and being contained, and this is like a desperate act that they perform.
Yeah, it's just like.
Okay? Just this is saying. The guy who married ketchup, and he's wasting his time traveling around the world.
57 varieties, yeah. Right.
I mean, if you don't know it, his wife's maiden name is Hines.
Right.
Okay? He married ketchup.
Yes, he did. The ketchup fortune.
This was not done spur of the moment because they were pushed out of Kabul. This was being planned for a while.
For a very long time.
If you watch the video, you see the smiles on their faces as they're walking into the airport, knowing that they're going to kill infidels and blow up the airport and themselves.
That's right.
And they don't care. But what I find frustrating in the international and in our country is every time something happens, then they go out and make all of these arrests and intelligence busts and arrests and everything. I got an idea, international law enforcement community. Yeah. We probably should be doing more of that before they blow stuff
you
up.
You think? Before?
Yeah. I mean, because wait a minute. The three guys blew themselves up and you identified them. So now you're raiding their houses and stuff. Yeah. But weren't they being watched previously? Wasn't anyone being watched? So.
Well, there are 680,000 people on the terror watch list in the United States.
Including 8-year-old Boy Scouts.
Yes, and most of them NRA members.
Uh-huh.
So, and it grows and grows and grows, but what's wrong with that?
But if it'll save one life.
One life, that's all we care about.
Save one life.
It's very important.
All right, so I tell everybody you're traveling, listen, eyes in the back of your head. When you're standing at the ticket counter, if you're with somebody, if Sandy and I were flying to Atlanta right now, while I'm talking to the ticket person, I would have him stand facing away from me, back to back. I know it sounds excessive.
We do it all the time.
I know. I want our listeners to hear this.
Yeah.
And then when you're going to wait for the plane, get a seat that your back is like against the where the planes are, and so you can look out at everybody. And now is probably not the time to be reading or texting or anything
else. Or listening
to
your
iPad
or device.
You should be watching what's going on. Eyes in the back of your head. Did you see when the one suicide bomber got shot and a security guard ran towards him and saw him trying to deploy his explosive vest and he turned around and ran, and lo and behold, about 4 seconds later, you see the camera flash because he ignited the suicide vest and blew himself up.
Right.
And blew everybody else up that's around him. Okay? So, you know, you have to really be vigilant. And what they do is what a lot of planned attacks are, shoot guns, run, draw law enforcement, and then blow your suicide vest up and suck everybody in, bait everybody in. This is not going to get better. We're going to have we're going to have some more attacks in this country. I still don't know what it's going to take for us to adopt the Israeli mindset.
It's difficult, and we talk about that all the time, and you're talking about, look at the size, you're talking about a country the size of the state of New Jersey, which is easy to adopt that. Do you think the average schmo in the United States is going to stand for a 4 or 5 hour check-in period?
No, but when you go to Israel, they have military walking everywhere with AR-15s.
Italy,
you
know? Too. Yeah,
yeah. Italy, too. Italy, too. Now they have
Tavor. Right on the track.
When I was in Greece, the airport was the same way. But I don't know what it's going to take for us to adapt this Israeli mindset. I really don't. And, you know, it's going to get worse and worse. And again, while our eyes are fixated on gun control, what's happening is the terrorists are just getting stronger. We have a president, basically, that, you know, Loretta Lynch said that we have to kill them with kindness. Remember? She just said that last week.
Kill them with kindness.
You know, we have to kill them with kindness.
Now, it's kill them with bullets. Yeah. It's probably a better.
It's going to get worse and worse. With, you know, they call this lone wolf attacks, and you know, whatever.
That's so
they're
sad.
Just being radicalized. They're right. They're watching stuff on, you know, the dark web or whatever the hell it is, and they're reading all the propaganda stuff, and they're becoming radicalized, and they're deciding we want to. How do you get three guys, three young males with smiles on their faces, knowing they're going into an airport and shoot as many people as they can and then blowing themselves up? How do you get them to do that willingly, right?
Well, how do you, the question is, how do you stop it? And the answer is you cannot. There's no way to stop this, and that's
correct.
What people don't want to hear. When you remove death from the equation, when somebody is not afraid to die and willing to die, you can deploy pretty much anything, including biological weapons.
Sure.
Very easily.
That's only right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. They've got plenty of scientists, many physicians who have been radicalized.
I can't believe we haven't seen nerve or mustard gas or anything come out. I mean, what's wrong with using World War I technology?
Simple
you
stuff.
Know it works,
yeah,
right?
Simple stuff. I mean,
we know it works.
Right.
So I'm just surprised we haven't seen it yet. So, again, to all of our listeners out there, you know, we love you all, and we don't want to see anything happen. So you really, really have
well,
to
be
vigilant.
Well, this is an upbeat 4th of July independence celebration.
I'm sorry.
That's
but,
all right.
But, well, listen, we have to be realistic. We can't enjoy our independence unless we get the masses to realize that we're under attack.
That independence needs to be constantly fought for.
Correct.
And not just taken for
correct.
Granted.
These people want to destroy our way of life. They hate our way of
and
life.
And to a degree, they already have.
Oh, they have, definitely.
19 clowns flew a couple airplanes into buildings, and we have to take our shoes off.
People forget that. People forget that. New Jersey news, the nanny cam beater got life in prison. And if no one ever saw that video, it happened about 2 years ago. There was a nanny cam in the house, and this shitbag broke into the woman's house while she was home. And her daughter was right there, and the nanny cam recorded the entire beating. We'll get back to that in a minute.
Boy, I think a gun might have stopped that.
No.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
freedom. Oh, for the people.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
So this segment is brought to you by LibertyOffice.com, L-I-B-E-R-T-Y, OfficeSuites.com. LibertyOfficeSuites.com has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and the other one in Montville. Ron Sousa has a 70-person meeting room in Montville, New Jersey, which he graciously donated for NJ SafeCon. He also has over 70 furnished private offices, telephone answering, mail receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars for up to 70 people. For as little as $58 a month, you can have a professional appearance rather than working out of the coffee shop or your mom's basement. LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Please support those who support us. Let's talk about NJSafeCon.net. NJSafeCon.net is July 29th, is a Friday, and that's going to be at LibertyOffice.com in Montville for the CLE credits
for
lawyers.
Legal.
You have to go on NJSafeCon.net and register and program and sign up for that. But Saturday, July 30th, Gun for Hire Radio will be there, and it's this month. We're here already, and we're going to have Cam Edwards is going to be there. I believe all the Second Amendment groups in New Jersey are going to be represented. There's going to be guest speakers like Shanine Allen and Keith Pantaleone. We'll be there doing our radio show with John. We're going to reverse reality, and we're going to have Cam Edwards on our show. I've been a call-in guest on Cam Edwards' show, so now we're going to have him on Gun for Hire Radio and the Bear Arms podcast. So
remember in the beginning we had a lot of NRA guys come up for this show when we launched it?
Yeah, but then they started listening to our show and they fled. Because I pissed off the ILLA people when I ran for the board seat under my platform, you know, so... They didn't like that I was running under the antagonistic platform. So, but tough shit. So go on NJSafeCon.net and buy your tickets. More and more people are signing up as sponsors. More and more people are buying their tickets. You do not get a ticket in the mail, Bob Petty. You get the tickets online, or you just go up to the registration desk after you've purchased your ticket. He came here the other day looking for his ticket. And I love him to death. But there's no ticket here, Bob Petty. But NJSafeCon.net.
Now famous.
NJSafeCon.net. Please check them out. And we want you to be there that day. It's going to be a wonderful day. Another thing, if you or anyone you know has a product or service that is Pro 2A, you really should sign on as a cheap-ass sponsor for like $100 to get in the program. Yeah, or get ridiculous. Yourself a booth there. Get right. a table. There's going to be, I'm estimating 2,000 to 3,000. And the way the tickets have been selling, John was thinking not. Now John is thinking, oh, shit, we need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a great feeling.
Absolutely.
I think it's going to be a great day. Again, there's a Ruth Chris Steakhouse there. There's a bar, and
Anthony and I will be selling hot dogs in the parkway.
Yes, and right across the street, down the road a piece, is a Arthur's Steakhouse in Mars Plains. If you've ever been to an Arthur's Steakhouse, it's 1/5 the price of a Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
I've never been to an
Arthur's. Oh yeah, it's really it's really good. Yeah. Yeah, really good. Like they have one in Hoboken too. Like for $21.95, you get this huge steak with Arthur's potatoes. Yeah,
really?
It's really good.
Does sour cream cost you $75?
No. Chris? It's very economical. They're more of a bar steakhouse than a steakhouse. And they don't have, like, the a la carte side dishes like Ruth Chris, like, a creamed asparagus for $87.50 or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
And right down the street is also JR Tobacco in Whippany. I was hoping after SafeCon to meet with my 2A brothers and sisters that are cigar friendly and wrap up the end of the night and, you know, chill out there if all goes well. So I'm hoping to be a part of that. So NJSafeCon.net, LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Please support those who support us. So this nanny cam beater breaks into the house, beats the woman down in front of her daughter. Her daughter's hiding under a pillow on the couch because she doesn't want to see this. Goes out, comes back in, grabs her by her hair, pulls her around, beats her again. Was found guilty, got life in prison. There was questions because when police came on the scene, one of the cops saw the scene and saw the video and expelled some racially charged things, which he shouldn't have. Lack of professionalism, but what happens is that should have no bearing on what happened previous to that.
Right.
So, and the jury saw it that way, and they sentenced him to life in prison. Now, I don't know if it's
now, life in prison in New Jersey is what,
I
6 years?
Six or 7 years.
Yeah.
Right. If it's life in prison without parole, that's true life in prison. But he'll probably be out in less than 8 years in good behavior. Luckily, she's alive.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things she could have learned from us. Mm-hmm. Her house shouldn't have been so accessible to enter. I believe the front door was open.
Was the front door open?
I believe it was, yes. I'll find out in detail.
Well, because people think they live in a, quote, safe neighborhood.
Correct. I don't know if you... Did you watch the movie 13 Hours yet?
No, not yet.
Please do. It's on Netflix, Amazon Prime, and everything. You know, I met Oz Greist and I met Chris Tantoparanto at the NRA convention. And I watched the movie, I read the book, and now the Republicans issued the Benghazi report. And the biggest travesty is that an assault on our people was politicized.
Yeah.
Because for 13 hours, no one was sent. No one was deployed. There was fast action response teams and everything. The other guys stayed in the airport in Tripoli, and they changed clothing four times because our State Department and our government didn't know if they should wear uniforms or plain clothes because they didn't want to offend the Libyan people. I'm sorry, but F the Libyan people. Our ambassador, his assistant, our troops. And you know, the guys that are the real heroes of Benghazi were prior military. They worked. They were security contractors. They didn't have to leave their CIA compound to go where Chris Stevens was to try to save him and the people there. And then when they did, they got followed back to the secret CIA compound, and they incurred more fire all night, and they lost two of their guys subsequently because of that.
We forget that.
Those are true patriots. I guarantee you they didn't get a red cent from the U.S. government.
No.
Okay?
No.
Speaking of not getting a red cent from the... So anyway, Benghazi to me is a total breakdown. Again, I'm not saying that just to knock Hillary. I'm knocking our whole system, that when we make a commitment as a country, a sovereign nation, to put somebody in a rogue state or in the U.K., and they're under attack or under fire, it's in my opinion that you exercise every possible resource get your people out safely.
That's the way it used to be.
Yes. You don't sit... If Reagan was president, you don't sit around 13 hours having people changing clothes and trying to make a decision, should we or shouldn't we send them? All right?
Well, the story is now, that we didn't have anyone to send? There was no help available?
There was help available.
Yeah.
There was a Marine Fast Action Response Team in Italy,
I believe. In Italy, yeah.
Okay?
Right, yeah.
That could have been there in 3 hours.
Absolutely.
And they didn't send anybody.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. It really is a shame. And, you know, the movie is one thing. The book is a little better. I want to read the entire Benghazi report. It's available online. Trey Gowdy, you know, says you should read it. I want to read it and read the timelines and everything. But we can't allow politics to get involved when we deploy people overseas. It's bullshit.
Right.
Okay? It's bullshit.
Right.
Couple other things. Welcome to the United States. Hawaii, the governor of Hawaii signed a law into effect. Hawaii becomes the first of 50 states to have mandatory firearm database, Sandy.
Oh.
Everyone that owns guns in Hawaii goes on a list.
It's going to go on a list.
Yeah, which is totally unconstitutional. We know this already.
Also, are gun-free zones, but what stopped that?
But, Hawaii passed a law making it the first state to put gun owners on a federal criminal record database and monitor them. Now, it's on a criminal database, but you're not a criminal.
Oh, no. No.
You're a U.S.
You're just mingling.
Citizen.
You know, it's, you know, data storage is so expensive, so you have to mingle databases.
And this was basically spurred on because of the sit-in that
did. The old hippies.
Yeah, that was done because of the sit-in. Meanwhile, California just introduced like 19 anti-gun laws. They're calling it, the pro-gun people in California are calling it gunpocalypse.
Gunpocalypse,
okay? They're calling it gunpocalypse because they're blaming it on the nightclub shooting in Orlando, and they're saying that due to the nightclub shooting in Orlando...
Terrorists.
Yes, but no, gunmen.
Oh, gunman.
Gunman.
Oh, the gunman.
It was by the gunman.
Gunman.
It was by the gunman.
Gun.
Now, meanwhile, in California, the California State Senate voted 28-8 Wednesday to exempt itself from gun control laws that apply to the rest of the populace.
Wait, so what surprises you about this? We've said this over and over and over again.
And what year was Animal Farm written?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's so perfect.
George Orwell.
Was brilliant.
Read Animal Farm, read 1984, and read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, people. Okay?
Oh, and you'll see what's going on.
And you could also read Atlas Shrugged, too, if you want. And you're going to read Atlas Shrugged, and you're going to think Atlas Shrugged is a history
today.
Book. You're going to be like... Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
You're going to say, wow, this is a news report.
Correct. I mean, it's so good for me, but not for thee.
Yep.
All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. Okay. This is just one of many bills that Golden State politicians used this legislative session to set them apart from the little people, the ones who pay their inflated salaries. Annual compensations for legislators is about $140,000 a year, not counting luxurious perks as taxpayer-funded cars, free gasoline, easy pass. By comparison, the average Californian earns $50,000, and California has an unemployment rate of 12%. Bohica. Bohica.
Everything I do gonna be funky from now on.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
I'm exempt from those laws too, I think. I like that.
And a big hand for Jose Morales of Philly Gun Training.
No,
on
no,
the
no,
eighth
tell
week,
me 8 weeks.
He did
in
it
a row?
Right.
Oh, he did. Okay. All right.
Thank
Jose,
you, Jose, at Philly Gun Training. And we're taking it away from him within the next 3 weeks anyway. So Philly Gun Training, PHILLY, guntraining.com. Jose has been getting a lot more politically active as,
yes, he has,
as
yeah.
Philly and other areas that share the border with New Jersey are going more and more blue.
Yeah.
And they're trying to become more and more restrictive with gun laws. So he hosted a Black Guns Matter event. He's an NRA instructor. He's right in the middle of Spring Garden.
Yep.
Did I say it right this time?
Yes, you did. Spring Garden section
of
Philadelphia.
He's right in the middle of Spring Garden section of Philadelphia. He's right across the street from the police department that issues your permits to carry and stuff in Philadelphia. Shaneen Allen has been there,
yep,
and other people for his events. So it's phillyguntraining.com. Jose is a phenomenal guy. He has a beautiful boutique type training facility. He's right around the corner from the gun store. Am I right?
The gun range.
The gun range.
Yeah.
So he takes people there for live fire shooting. He's a refuse to be a victim instructor. He's a CPR first aid, AED instructor, range safety officer, NRA training counselor. And he also teaches and sells Lipstick Bodyguard, and he has other Gun for Hire and Philly Gun Training swag. Check him out. If you go to that area, Philly, he's a couple blocks from Holt Cigar, and he's in the middle of some great farmers markets, bakeries,
restaurants,
cheesesteak and restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
right up the street from some of the best eating.
I've been trying to get Sandy to go there. My favorite cheesesteak place is Gooey Louie's in
Philly. Yeah, way down, but that's a way down on Moya Mensing down in South Philly. Yeah.
It's funny how you know that off the back of your hand. You know, everybody goes for Pat Gino's and Tony
that
Luke's.
Shit,
I'm
that's
not a
like,
fan.
Nah, it's not a big deal. Yeah.
I mean, Tony Luke's, the roast pork with the with the broccoli
that's
rabe
the shit.
On
yeah,
it is,
absolutely.
Is really good.
Yeah.
But
he's down in the in the old terminal, the old Union Terminal.
Correct. But now Luke's his franchise now. They're everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's gone. But I've gone with Sandy to Philly, and we've hit some bakeries and some restaurants.
Yeah, we've hit a couple.
That's when he had time for me. He doesn't have time for me anymore.
We've hit a couple.
I don't care. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
That's all right.
A couple of things. Remember, each one, reach one. Anyone that comes in here, if you're a member of the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, and you bring a new shooter in and they fill their paperwork out for the first time, make sure you ask the ladies up front for a poker chip. When the expansion of the new range is done in the spring of 2017, those poker chips will be used in some kind of game of chance or something. I don't know what's going to be planned for that, but it's not that far away. We're talking about 8 or 9 months away here.
Dude,
so
you're like the head of public relations, so you should know.
I don't know about it yet. I'm the founder and head of public relations, and I'm going to be spending the next 10 months. I'm traveling a lot again, so I'm ready. And I want to go visit. I want to go on a museum tour, to be honest.
Oh,
a museum
that'd be nice.
And a bookstore tour. Like bookstore old bookstore.
Old
tour.
Bookstores. I got a bunch of old bookstores
around
the country.
I love the smell of the bookstores. Like me my too. Buddy over there.
You ever
Andy
go to
O'Shea.
Book Barn in Pennsylvania?
No. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's down by. Is that by Orvis, where I go to Orvis? Is that
No. Oh. Well, sort of.
We should go.
Yeah. Oh, it's great.
Yeah, you won't go.
It's
anyway.
Literally an old barn.
He's all talk. Stupid books.
Stupid
we don't like
books.
To read the books. So you get the poker chip if you introduce a new person to shooting, because as Sandy said 6 years ago, each one reach one. This is show 266, by the way, Sandy. We've been doing this an awful long time.
Yeah. And we never thought it would last past one show.
No, my mother was the only one that listened the first
pretty much
show.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
And she turned it off halfway through.
Yeah, it's amazing we've come this far. And next week, Sherry's going to be on the show. We're going to be talking about, female issues in the SAW group and everything. And August 11th is the next diversity shoot with Tony Simon. And Sherry will be talking next week about SAW events and goings on. Oh, and I give a big shout out to Rihanna Tang. I've guilted her where she dropped me off two pizzas from Vita Pizza. One was for you, by the way. What?
That's great.
One was for you.
Okay. Was it good?
I can't confirm or deny that. But
that's great.
Yeah, very, very, very nice. Thank you, Rhiannon. We really appreciate that. And, Sandy can't have carbs, so would that be a
guess.
Good thing?
Apparently.
They were like this big. One was white, and the other one was like a white, and it had some kind of like Italian ham on it or something. Oh. And
sounded good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They sounded real good. You wouldn't have liked them though.
Next, we have to go out to lunch with Andy Pinelli, and I can't go. So
I usually take care of that.
Usually you do. Yes.
I usually
you go
take
in
care of that.
In my abstention.
You know,
which is nice.
The UK is getting a lot of crap for leaving Brexit, and we talked about this. I think I talked about it last week. There's 54 million people in England, and last year they contributed 38 billion to carry countries that only work
Greece,
2 or 3 days
Spain,
a week.
And are proud of it.
Correct. Their money has dropped a little bit. Now, I went to a Greek restaurant for dinner all alone the other day, and the Greek owner was holding court at a table with a bunch of non-Greek people. And his tact is that the UK left, England left, because they think they're special. Okay.
Spoken like a true socialist.
And they think they're special is one of the reasons why they left, and they didn't want to pay their fair share to cover
their fair share.
The other countries in the UK. So
there's
those
words.
I have a hard time biting me lip.
Yeah.
So I said to him, I said, did you know there was EU legislation to ban toasters and electric tea kettles in the EU? Did you know that?
No.
Because of how much electricity they use. They have these, in the UK, they use these tea kettles that heat up like in a minute.
Yeah.
And they have these toasters that toast because they like their tea and toast and shit, right?
They
with the pinky out and the whole bit. So this actually was one of the things, if you read about it, this was in the Wall Street Journal too. This was one of the things like was a turning point for the people in England.
This is what it took.
No, it was like, but
they,
but
they removed all their
you
firearms.
You know, the straw on the camel's back, right?
Right, right.
It's like you took this away, you took that away. Right. Now wait a minute, we can't
pocket
buy.
Knives.
Yeah, we can't buy our tea kettle, and we can't buy the toaster we want because of the current draw and how it draws off of the electrical grid that the UA.
Welcome to socialism.
EU. You know, exactly. Making everyone equal since 1856 or whatever.
So, equally miserable, yes.
Equally miserable. So that was really a turning point for them. I'm not kidding. I read it in a American Thinker, National Review, and a couple other places. So
it's amazing what it takes, right? You like you say, that last straw. What's it going to take here, I'm wondering?
Man, I don't know. The American people, we're bent. We're bent like a palm tree with a cable that's been pulled down to the ground, and now we're looping around again.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bark hasn't splintered yet, but it's going to blow. And that's why a guy like Trump, again, who I'm not a huge fan of, can come in and get all of his backing because people are angry. People are pissed off.
Yeah, but here's the problem, though. I mean, have you seen the polls? The polls are frightening. He's losing in every single state that he needs to win in, every swing state.
It's still early.
Yeah,
I think when he debates Hillary, I think it's going to be interesting because she's going to try to maintain the politico line, and he's going to smash her.
Right.
I think. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I just wish he would. You know, a lot of people from the inside of his organization. Say he was the most surprised when this public thing that started out as a publicity stunt, which is what we know, like you, he's director of public relations.
Tourists just took a picture of the Second Amendment frame.
I saw that. That's pretty good. They take usually pictures of us, which we look like in a kind of a zoo combination of zoo and a fishbowl.
We should take the glass and change it with bars.
We should. Actually, they probably should.
Trump is not going to change.
No.
I read his book, The Art of the Deal, last week. I can give you a synopsis real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? Me, Mayor Koch. Me, Rudy Giuliani. Me, Theodore LaGuardia. Me, my father Fred. Me, my mother. The end. Okay?
The end.
You don't have to read the book.
No, pretty much it.
Okay?
Yeah. Which is kind of like the story of his life.
There's your synopsis of The Art of the Deal.
It was perfect. I really liked
that. Thank you. So I read it. I wanted to read it. I wanted to see. It seems in the book, everyone he encountered was smart, but not as smart as him.
Not as smart as him.
Everybody had a good idea, but not as good
as
him.
Not as good.
Everybody was savvy, but not as savvy as him.
Of course.
Everybody took chances, but not as big as him.
What's wrong with you?
Everybody made money, but not as much as holy shit! Oh, you want to talk about a narcissist.
And nothing's changed, yes. Yes, absolutely.
So, you know what? Nappin
is
right,
he sees his
though.
Reflection in no pond at all.
Listen, Nappin's right. We have to do it because look what just happened.
But aren't you tired of that? Aren't you so freaking tired of
it? So who do we have?
We got a choice between shit and Shinola.
Oh, I know. Wait,
all
Shinola, that's a watch company in Chicago.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shinola watches and bicycles.
Shinola.
They brought it back.
Wow.
And it came from Chicago. Shinola watches are American-made. They're under $1,000. They're nice watches.
Yeah.
And it came from, you don't know shit, from Shinola. That's
really?
An old, from the 40s, I think.
That dates us then.
Not me.
Not me.
So here's the deal. Nappin talked about this. Nappin talked about how the Supreme Court, like right now the Supreme Court is 4-4. That's why Schmutter and Bach are so OCD, they don't want to see the wrong case go before the Supremes.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, right. Well, look at what just happened with the Supreme Court, 4-4. U.S. gun controls strengthened for people with domestic violence convictions. The Supreme Court, 4-4, sent it back down, stands with the lower court. Those convicted of battering a domestic relation are now banned from buying firearms, even if their charge is a misdemeanor.
Oh.
Okay? This is this week from the Supreme Court. It just came out. Okay? Clarence Thomas
and
broke
his
silence.
And they just have to be charged or do they have to be convicted?
Charged.
Oh.
Here's Clarence Thomas. Justice Clarence Thomas, a staunch supporter of gun rights ownership, argued, "We treat other constitutional rights so cavalierly as the Second Amendment. We treat no other constitutional rights so cavalierly as the Second Amendment." I want to finish this when we come back. I want you to hear what he wrote.
I can't believe that just because somebody makes an allegation, you lose your gun rights. It's sort of like a secret committee putting your name on a secret list without
that
due process.
That could never happen.
No. Fantasy.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Crank it up!
So, listen to this. Clarence Thomas. Is this the last segment?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Justice Clarence Thomas, a staunch supporter of gun rights ownership, argued, "We treat no other constitutional right so cavalierly as the Second Amendment. This decision leaves the right to keep and bear arms up to the discretion of federal, state, and local prosecutors. The government could not identify any other fundamental constitutional right that a person could lose forever by a single conviction for an infraction punishable only by a fine," Thomas added. The case was significant for Thomas as he ended a decade of complete silence from the bench when he asked a government lawyer during oral arguments, "Can you give me another area where a misdemeanor violation suspends a constitutional right?" And the lawyer could not give him an answer. Okay? So this is what happens now when we have a Supreme Court that's not in our favor. And that's why you hear me getting behind Donald Trump, although I would prefer not to get behind Donald Trump. But what can I possibly do? Okay? So this is what we're dealing with. I got a letter from this Jarrett P. He wrote, "First off, I started listening to your show 4 days ago. I'm a local truck driver in Knoxville, Tennessee."
Sorry, Jared.
"Yeah, so I can listen hour after hour. Needless to say, I listened to you for 13 solid hours
God.
And I can't get enough of you guys. You guys have it so tough up there with all your laws. It only took 2 weeks for my CCW to come back. And in all, it took 2 to 3 days. I don't see how New Jersey gets away with raping you guys like this. It's insane. I've listened to other gun show podcasts, but yours is on a different level. I think it's the, cursing," he wrote. "I love it that you Jersey boys don't give an F and say whatever is on your mind. You guys are the greatest. I want to come shoot at your range someday. Keep it up with the shitbags. Jarrett P." Jarrett, I got to tell you, we love you. And that's a beautiful thing. Now I want to get into a completely different thing since we've been bohicaed. By the way, the House and Senate in New Jersey sent a bunch of anti-gun stuff up for Christie. Hopefully he'll veto it. Smart gun legislation is coming back again next week. And then they're going to sneak through the gas tax while everybody's looking at that. So get ready for it. Yep. We had a tragedy in New Jersey last week. We had a 22-year-old mother that was negligent in South Orange, and her 6-year-old son killed her 4-year-old son and shot him in the head with the mother's gun. Now, we don't know if it was the mother's gun legally. We don't know if it was the mother's gun holding it for someone illegally.
We do know
that the mother didn't have custody of the kids. The grandmother did, but the mother was there visiting. And I got a feeling the gun was in her purse or something.
Yeah.
You know, but
I got a feeling it wasn't a legal gun either.
Yeah, and I don't know yet. She's still in prison. She has $350,000 bail. All I know is from that mother's perspective, she has a dead child, a child who killed the other child, and she is in prison.
Right.
You probably can't ask for a more perfect storm of being in a bucket of poop than she is now. I mean, wow, from an emotional, criminal level, I mean, everything.
Ruined an entire family. That other child is never going to be right forever.
Correct. So we talk about this all the time. People talk to me. You know, Project Child Safe, every gun comes with a cable lock. I talk all the time about how cheap gun storage solutions are, from gun cases to trigger locks to steel cabinets to an apartment safe to a big safe to a gun room. All of my listeners out there, unfortunately, we preach to the proverbial choir. But right. I want to ask everybody a favor. I want our hundreds of thousands of listeners, I want you guys all to do me a favor. The same energy you use to introduce new shooters to the range, I want you to ask your existing friends and family that own firearms how they store their firearms and offer them some advice and use this story that we're sharing with you today as a learning tool, okay? I don't know the whole story. We're assuming the worst. What if it was a legal gun that belonged to her dad? I don't know, you know, but
this could happen to anybody. It was in her purse and she carried it somewhere.
This could happen to anybody, and, you know, if you're going to spend $600 a gun and you're going to spend $250 on ammo and you're going to spend $50 on a case and you're going to spend $70 on electronic hearing protection and guns, wraparound safety glasses and shooting shoes and shooting gloves and all the other accessories that that go with it, and you're going to come to my range and you're going to spend, you know, hundreds of dollars a month or a year shooting for memberships and everything, you owe it to yourself. Find out what the situation is with a few friends and family. You know, maybe their birthday's coming up. Christmas is, you know, less than 6 months away. Scary thought, but buy them it as a gift. I told you, I'm that guy that gives out smoke detectors, carbon monoxide detectors, fire extinguishers, and light sticks for Christmas. This first and foremost, that life will never come back. That 4-year-old is dead, tragically. Secondly, it doesn't help our cause ever when this happens. You know. It, unfortunately, if the kid drowned in a pool, it would have been page 67 of the Star Ledger, you know, next to the mattress sales.
Yeah.
But because it was a firearm, it's been front page news for a long time now. And it also made our assembly and Loretta Weinberg reintroduce smart gun legislation. Again, they put it on hold. But after that that tragedy happened, it's back on the front burner again. So I think it's our responsibility as shooters. We talk about each one, reach one. We talk about bringing people to the range, like Jeff Valdez from Pit Pat Pup. He's brought 100 people here. Rihanna brings people all the time. You know, we talk to Chandini. D is bringing people in. Everybody's bringing people in, and we appreciate it, and we love you all for that. But talk to your friends and family about firearm storage, please.
And also, too, it brings up a point about carry. For those of you who carry... Carrying in a purse, to me, is not on your person. If you're not carrying that firearm, if you're not in control of that firearm.
Maybe we'll talk to Sherry more about this next week, too.
Yeah, good idea.
Listen, everybody, remember, it's Independence Day. It's not 4th of July. Right. It's Independence Day. They're offering a bunch of classes this month. Evan Knappen will be here October 14th, by the way. The only other time he'll be here this year. But there's Holster Draw they're offering July 18th, Quick Clot July 23rd, Urban Shotgun 2 July 24th, Use of Force Great 2-Hour Class July 25th, Urban Pistol 1 July 31st, Urban Pistol 3 June 26th, Urban Carbine 1 August 26th, Prepping Level 1 with James Hedham August 6th here, and Prepping Level 2 August 27th at a secret location. August 21st is a Protective Cane. July 23rd is a hemorrhage control class, and July 16th is CPR, first aid, and AED. On that note, I'm done as the director and founder, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Independence Day and celebrate our country's independence and hope we can maintain it.
You going to eat hot dogs or anything like that?
No, I don't eat that crap anymore.
I've got to braise the New York City traffic heading into my neighborhood. Well, you've done it again, apparently. The clock on the wall says you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, master trainer, and director of public relations and founder, Anthony Colandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. It's time to wake up our furry little friend over there. Winston, time to say goodbye to the folks. Attaboy. We love you guys. See you next week. Winston, feel better with your paws.
From sea to the shine.